I believe. Foreign base. Now, I must tell you, I'm not particularly well prepared tonight because of the tightness. But let's see how well we can do. Which easy Gemara, so it shouldn't be such a problem. This is about halfway down the page. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines on the top. Everybody see it? Ish Ploni? Ish Ploni v'chol shem sheyeshlo. So you write and get so-and-so on any name that he has. Now, today we have all sorts of permutations, but essentially we have the same minhag today. We write so-and-so and any name which he has. Now, why do we do this? Let's imagine the following case. Davash Shmei Reuven, his name was Reuven. Vavik Shmei Shimon, but he called himself Shimon. Is that Meshuggah? His name is Reuven, right? Call himself Shimon, right? So, nevertheless, the truth is, you know, in halacha, it's very easy to change your name. It's a very, very simple procedure. You just ask everybody to call you by a new name, and you can change your old name. It's not, you're not bound to the name with which you're born, contrary to popular opinion. But, so like if you had a name like Gimple and you wanted to change it to something more acceptable, so then you're certainly allowed to do so. Okay?
It's
amazing. So, his name is Reuven. He calls himself Shimon. So how do we, if you wrote Shimon, right? So Ish Ploni, meaning Shimon, and any name that he has, but he's still not Reuven, right? So how do we know that he's not? I should say it like this. If we wrote Reuven in the get, he called himself Shimon, so he says Reuven, any name that he has, we're not really covering all bases, because we don't know who this individual is. Is it this guy Reuven, or is this guy Shimon? Who are we talking about? So therefore, he has to write, it's a critical, I don't know if I'm expressing the problem well enough, but when you see the answer, you'll understand the problem better. Elo ani ploni v'chol shem sheyesh li. He has to write to get in the first tense. In other words, if you wrote to get in the third tense, it'd be a problem. Because then, we don't know that it's he himself expressing it, because this might not be his most legitimate name. But if it says in the get, I am doing this, so then the personal pronoun immediately identifies the individual who's doing it as having made the get. And then the name almost becomes a secondary aspect to the I. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
In other words, initially we just relied on the name, so maybe this is not the right name, and maybe therefore the get is not good. But once it says I, so then the I am being Megarish, and the name is just a pronoun almost, or an adjective. Actually, I'm sorry, not a pronoun. It's an adjective to describe what kind of pronoun we're talking about. It's I, the guy who's called Reuven. Yes.
You have to say Reuven ben Yaakov?
Yeah, well, we're assuming that. Yeah, of course. He has to have his father's name, too.
So even if he calls himself Shimon.
Yeah, but then Reuven ben Yaakov, Shimon ben Yaakov, you know, who knows what Yaakov it is? You know, Yaakov is a very generic name. The father's name could also be generic. I also have changed the name, you know. It's just begs the question a little bit further. Yeah.
You can't say just I, because people won't know who the I is.
Right. No, I'm asking. But the truth is, it's not necessarily...
You can't really call him the agent.
Right, but that's in the I, Reuven. And then it becomes the I and Reuven, or any other name that I have. So then the critical component is the I'm being Megarish, not the individual's being Megarish, not the name is being Megarish.
Yeah, but we don't know who I is.
That's true, that's his question.
Right,
but then we identify the I through the name. But then the name becomes the identifying factor, not the part of the get which is being Megarish. The Ani is being Megarish. We do. But maybe he's also called Levi. Maybe he's also called Levi. So which one's being Megarish? Personality number one, personality two, personality number three. If you say Ani, but Ani solves that whole problem. Because then it's the I being Megarish. Ani.
I, Reuven?
Yes. I, it was called Reuven. That's right. Okay, you understand it. You don't like it. You don't have to like it. You just have to understand it. Okay? So that's the general principle here. That's right.
A lot of us like that.
Beyond that, they said, Hayelo stay Nashim. He had two wives. Achas Biyudah, Achas Agolu. One in Yehuda, one in Golu. Velosh Nel Shev Shneim. Of course, he has two names as well, right? Yehuda, he's one name number one, and Golu's name number two. And I probably each wife does not know about the other name and the other identity, right? So Hayelo stay Nashim. Achas Biyudah, Achas Agolu. Velosh Nel Shev Shneim. He's got two names. Achas Biyudah, Achas Agolu. Because of Zesh, now if you wrote it backwards, it's improbable. Because of Zesh. If you wrote the name which he uses in Yehuda to be Megara, it's a divorce to one in Golu. And the Shagoli, and the name used in Golu, Gari Zusha Behuda, ain't a Megresh, it's not good. So that's a problem, right? He always has to write the name which is being used in that relationship. It's a fascinating concept. For each marriage has its own name which he has to use in order to customize that divorce. So, Masnisa, this price that indicates to us, I'm not sure why we have to reiterate it, the price is pretty straightforward. But it's either Shoyim Yehuda because of a garish begolim.
He's also called.
Well, these are not names, these are locations, right? Yehuda and Golu are not names. Those are countries. Yehuda is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, Golu is the northern part. And he had one name used in Yehuda, another name used in Golu. And one wife in Yehuda, another wife in Golu.
Fine, so he has to use both.
Well, here's...
If
he uses Golu name on his Golu wife, he's okay. If he uses Yehuda name on his Yehuda wife, he's okay. If he uses Yehuda name on his Golu wife or his Golu name on Yehuda wife, then he's out of... He's doing bad.
But shouldn't he have to do the...
He should, the Chatchila, he should write all his names. Maskim. But let's say he didn't. Right? That's what the Gemara is really not talking about L'chatchila. This is, we're going to say that in a minute. We're going to get to L'chatchila. Right now, we're talking about kind of B'diavit. So, Masnisa, this price is Shere B'Yehuda. He wasn't from Yehuda because of Garish Migol, and wrote to be divorced in Gol, or vice versa. Migol, he was in Gol because of Garish B'Yehuda, and wrote to divorce in Yehuda. Abel Imayom Yumi Yehuda because of the Garish B'Yehuda, but if he was in Yehuda, I don't know why we're reiterating this. It's very punched from the Brice itself. But we're reiterating the lesson of the Brice. Imayom Yehuda because of Garish B'Yehuda, Migol because of Garish B'Gol. If you're divorced in the right country with the right name, I raise him Garish, it's a valid Gershon. Rabba. Now Rabba said, "Ilu bitchila." However, lechatchila, preferentially, tzarich lomar. You have to write, "Ani ploini shemi Yehuda in kol shem sheyeshli bagolim." Right? That's the right. I ploini so and so Yehuda with every name which I have in the go. So that's what you want us to do, right? Okay. The question is here, which wife is being Megarish? So all along Amudi Yerushalayim on the bottom. Is he is the Iker name which he writes in the get, when he has the names, does he write the Iker name as a place where he's based on the place where the get's being written or where the get is going to be delivered? Because it could be either one, right? Because the get might be written in Yehuda to be delivered in Galil, or written in Yehuda, in Galil to be delivered in Yehuda. So in that case, which do you, which name is the primary name and which name do we just put under or the kol shum. Lamaisa, what? I would think actually place it's being written because that's where the Iker Aedis takes place. Lamaisa, I wanted to say that nowadays we write, it's not here in the...
What's the point of writing both names?
Identification.
So the people who are being named know who it is.
That's true. That's why you write Ani.
So the wife knows who it is.
That's why you write Ani. That's exactly the point.
But I'm saying the Iker name should be where it's delivered to.
What?
The Iker name
should
be where it's delivered to.
There's certainly people who hold like you, right? Okay. So amen. So says the Gemara. Where are we up to? So I'm a rabbi. Now, im yoshrei mokam acher, if it was somewhere else, megarish leizish yirtza, he can use either name. In other words, he's in a third place. He's being megarish from Bavel, so then it doesn't matter which name he uses. Any name he uses, they're equally good or equally bad. And then he's nowadays again, as I was about to say before, we write all the names. Right, any name that he has, we write in the get. We write Hebrew names, English names. We use different terms. We write the Miskere or the Mechunam. Hamechuna, I've heard the Miskere is for another Hebrew name which he has. Hamechuna is for another English name which he has. But Lamaisa, we write all the names into the get nowadays. Okay? Am Rabbi Yossi, if we know whatever names to know about. Am Rabbi Yossi, he said, Hododat, Amar Lisha Avar. That which we said, it's sufficient to have one name. It's Lishava. Avil Chatzchila, Tzarech Lamebad, but the Chatzchila, you have to write Lamebad, Kodad Ravili, again, the words repeating itself, the Chatzchila, you have to write Ravili, and write whatever names you possibly can think of. Am Rabbi Yavir, Rabbi Yavir says, Im Yotza Lo Shem Mamoka Machar, if he's got yet a third name, Tzarech Laskir Shloishtam. He's got to mention all three names, as I mentioned, we do today. Tavanti, we learned over there. Kaisim Gelish. We write again for a man, even though his wife is not with him. And we write a receipt for a woman, even though her husband is not with her. Okay, so again, we write again for woman, for a man, even though his wife is not with him. In other words, he tells us the name. He says, write again for Shprintz of my wife. So we assume he's telling the truth that Shprintz is his wife, and you write him again, right? If a woman comes and says, write a receipt for a ksuba for Yanko, my husband. So Abi Shane Balimo, even though her husband's not with her, we write the receipt because we assume that that's the name of her husband, right? A receipt when she receives a ksuba. Not a get. On a ksuba, she has to write a receipt. Uvad Shehe Makira. As long as you know that the husband had such a wife, or the wife had such a husband. Vabal Nosin Isaschar. And the husband pays for the price of the get. Now, Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, when it says that Uvad Shehe Makirim, he has to know both of them. In other words, he has to know who they are, that this is the husband, this is the wife. Amar Rabbi Law said, no. Tzarech Shehe Makir La'ish Beget Lishav B'Shavarah. By the man, he has to recognize, by the get, he has to know the man. Because he's the primary protagonist in the case of the get. He's the primary person involved. And by the receipt, he has to know the woman's name because she's the primary person involved, but not the other ones. So says, why? Rabbi Amr Chiyaboy Kumi Rebbe. If Rabbi Amr Chiyaboy asks for a Rebbe, it's probably from front of Rabbi Law. Hagatzvacha, imagine, Shevi Yishacheres Vagirishba. Maybe he was going to bring another woman. And would tell you, no, this is his wife. Why can you write again without knowing definitively there's a wife? Maybe he's going to Megari somebody else. Now, I don't know why that's such a problem. I'm not exactly sure why I was so concerned about that. What are we going to... He can divorce anyone, so it's not a valid divorce. What's the difference? So his wife doesn't think she's divorced. She's not around to get divorced. Why is it such a chashash? What kilkul is it going to cause?
About somebody else's wife. Because if other people see the get...
What are they going to think? That this woman got divorced from her husband even though she's not married, she was...
No, he can say about somebody else.
What is he going to say?
He has the same name as somebody else, and somebody else, and there's a different person.
Oh, I see. He has the same name as another husband, and he's going to be Megarish, that guy's wife.
Maybe he's nice.
That's not a bad chashash. Okay, I can tell you, I can accept that. We're afraid that he's going to divorce somebody else's wife, and since he has the same name as that woman's husband, so therefore people are going to think that she's Megarish, even though she's not. So that might be the chashash. That could be. So, says the Gemara, again, Rabbi Avun bar Chiya bo yikun, Amalei, so Shiavo, so he said, he answered, Shiavo v'yoyidu edim. No, Lamaisa, if that was the case, it could be that such a chashash exists, but then in that, we do require edim to know that this is the woman who was intended when the get was written. The edim have to say that this is the woman who was intended for. Okay, so therefore, in other words, the get can be written, even though you don't know the wife. When the get is given, it has to be given to the right wife, and then you have to have witnesses that was given, in fact, to the right one. Okay, but the get can be written even without knowing the wife herself. Yeah.
It sounds like Eidei
Mesirah. Right, it sounds like Eidei Mesirah. At least they determine what the, who the woman is. And the more immediately ask about that. The Eidim are chasum ashtar there as if they're examined in Basin. And therefore, if they don't know at the time who the woman is, how can later on somebody come and introduce new evidence as to how, who the woman is? Which is, in essence, the Gemara could have answered, well, here going to the blessed Eidim Mesira work. But the Gemara doesn't want to answer that, right? So the Gemara says, Tom. What? Because the Yerushalmi prefers the Shitei Chasima work. It's been consistent throughout the Yerushalmi so far. So says the Gemara, Tama b'shamar lochasam nekol ikar. Eidim cannot come once they sign again and say, we never signed it, or any shtar. They're not believed. Because we say that the fact that they signed, the fact that their signatures are found, is an anan sadi. It's clear to us that they were telling the truth. Ramacha, but here, boimer b'zechosamnu v'lochasamnu alzeh. Here they're saying, we signed for this woman, not for that woman. So therefore, that they're allowed to believe, that to say that this is the woman for whom we signed the get, not this woman. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly how that works. I'm a little bit vague on that. It seems like the Eidim, when the get is written, we write the get without knowledge of who the wife is. When the get is signed, the Eidim have to know which woman they're signing the get for. Okay, so it's a two-stage process, and really, it's not the Eidim Mesira we're concerned with, as you said before, but rather that the signature, the writing to get, can be even without knowledge of who the woman is. Her husband says, come write my wife again. When the Eidei Chasima come, so then they have to be aware, to know which who they're writing to get for. And when they can come later on, testify who they wrote to get for this one, not for that one, because it doesn't contradict the original testimony. In other words, it has to be that it's something which complements the original testimony, doesn't contradict it, and it's considered to be complementary to it, not contradicting it. That's what I think the Mishnah is more saying. Okay, Masisa Pliga Rabbi Abba. The Mishnah argues on Rabbi Abba.
Which Rabbi Abba are you talking about? Where do we have Rabbi Abba?
So it says you have to recognize both of them. It says you have to recognize both the man and the woman. Because it says, in our Mishnah, it says, because our Mishnah says, it says that they used to say over in the get, when they used to write a get, they used to be Mishana, they used to change the names, his name, her name, and his city and her city. So that would lead to all sorts of problems because they didn't know precisely what names to write. So therefore, they would come about that they would change the names and not write the proper names. And that's what Gamliel made that corner. They write each place with chol shem sheyeshle and any name he has, and each place with chol shem sheyeshle. So imam akira bezetzar l'sharos shmosim. So says, I don't understand. If you know that she's standing in front of you, how are you going to make a mistake in the names? If you she's not standing in front of you, then I understand you can make a mistake in the names. But she's standing in front of you because you have to have her verify before you write the get. How are you ever going to make a mistake, right? Or if not, you don't have to stand in front of you. You just have to know her. So if you know her, how are you going to make a mistake? So says the Gemara, is Barnash. No, there's certain people, the Chachmi, the Chavreim, Ba'apin, V'lo Yadun Shmason. There's certain people who know their friends by face, but not by name. So therefore, we're trying to say you really have to know who his wife is, but you don't have. You might not know her name. In that case, according to Rabbi Abin, you can still write the get because you know who she is and you know that he has a wife. But you can't write the get if you don't know anything about his having a wife, because then we're afraid he's going to give somebody else the get, and all sorts of negative things are going to happen. Okay, says the Mogar Masisa Pliga Rabbi Ili. The Mishnah seems to argue on Rabbi Law. Rabbi Ilei, Rabbi Law, same person. Because it says, he's going to shoot on meal. She will place in each point of a whole shame she yeshle. It says, you have to write so and so and any name that he has. Isha plodis in so and so et the whole shame she yeshle and any name that she has in order that things will be properly done. So if that's the case, it sounds here that you have to know this woman in order to know whatever name she has, right? So, Masnisa, so that's case is not like Rabbi Loka. So Rabbi Loka said, you don't have to know anything about the woman. Just write to get without having knowing anything. So it says, Mara, Masnisa mi Megarish Baal Karcho. Our mission is talking about when you can Megarish a woman against her will. So then, if she's not acquiescing to the get, if she's not consenting to the get, so therefore we have to make sure at least that she's the right person. Okay, I'm not sure exactly how that svara follows, but since when it says she's being compelled to accept the get, so we have to make sure we're compelling the right person to accept the get. Like that effect. She does. You can be Megarish a woman against her will.
You said.
Need her das, but against her will. You could stuff it into her hand.
No, but if she can't.
Megarish Baal, she'd be kicking and screaming, but you're compelled to accept the divorce. Okay? So, Madam Rabila, that's what Rabila said, that you don't have to know the wife. That's Megarish Beretzono, if it's a guy willfully, so we assume that the get is being written for the right woman unless proven otherwise. This boy made my son want to say Megarish Mekomos Acher. That which you have to know the woman and recognize the woman is when you're garish elsewhere, other than in a foreign location which is not their hometown. Madam Rabila Megarish Osamokum. It's in with Megarish in their place, so then we assume that since he has a wife, says he has a wife, that of course, you know, he's not going to lie because it's in his city and people are going to know. So even the sofer doesn't know it's sufficient that he comes and says, I have a wife, I'm going to divorce in this town. Okay, now changing topics. Well, it said before that the husband pays for the get. Kado Dushu, there was a guy named Dushu, Achoy de Dudu Hava, who was the brother of Dudu. I don't know why we're being given these names, but Dushu was Dudu's brother. Hamishabik, he say he was divorcing his wife. Asu the Kun Rabbanan, so the came from Rabbanan, I mean, he titan Agra. They said she's got to pay for the get. Hey, wait a minute. But in Baal Noisin as a sky, then we know that didn't say that the husband pays. Rabbi Lebishem Rabbi Shmuel said Mochelas Aksuva. So you know when he pays, when she's Moichel Aksuva, because then he's willing for the 200 zuz that he's getting Mochel to him. He's willing to pay for the get. But where she's not being Moichel Aksuva, then she wants a get. She better pay for the get. Okay. In fact, she pays, but we actually are mocking the materials to him because he's got to own it. So he pays, she pays, but he owns. Okay? Next halacha, halacha gimel. Ain amona, turning the page. Ain amona nifras min yichse yisoyimim el b'shvua. Amona wants to collect from yisoyimim has got to take an oath. Nirma hashbiya, the thing is that the basin they're not like making. What? Yeah, the ksuva. From the property's orbit, she's got to take an oath. She's got to take an oath because we're afraid that maybe she abused the property and took too much, or she got during her husband's lifetime. Nilashmi, the thing is, people don't like making amana take a shul because they used to lie. Because they used to claim they got nothing because they felt they got nothing from their dead husband or his
deadbeat husband
or his stinking heirs. So therefore they would take some shvus, even though the shvus were shvus, sheker, because in reality they actually did get something. So therefore, Nilashmi, it's given a shingle, so shingle made an alternate approach. She takes a neder to Yisraelim. Kol Masharotz, whatever neder they wanted to take. The Goyves Ksuvas, not about the property. Some neder, some other neder. The Goyves Ksuvas, and then she collects the Ksuva. Vayin Yuchesim Elgem Neit Tikkun Olam, Eidim Sign on the Get because of Tikkun Olam. It sounds like they're not essential, but it is better to have them there. Vayil Tikkun Pruzbul Minei Tikkun Olam, and the Hills have made it to Pruzbul because of Tikkun Olam. These things will be explained in Gemara. Vayishoni Yenushbos HaShekha. Originally, they would lie in their shvua, these amonais, the Kravitz name, and they would bury their sons. Because Bavon shvuas, bunny mason. For the avera of shvuas, for improper shvuas, children die. Shemet says, Vashav, he cases menechem. On matters of falsehood, I smote your children. And therefore, they stopped making them take shvuas. And besides that, Vod, there was icing on the cake. Shemet, the dorim, alem, yesem shvuas, they were more afraid of the dorim than shvuas. I'm more afraid of Nidorim. I don't know why. But women were generally more afraid of Nidorim than of Shavuos. I don't know why, but that's what it says. Okay? So they have a nether has two advantages. Avra v'nishba. Now, what if she took a Shavua nevertheless? Even though we don't make her take a Shavua. Rabura Amar, Rabura said, im nishba, nishba. She took a Shavua, she took a Shavua. Lamaisa, she's bleeding, then she can collect on her ksuva on the basis of that Shavua. Okay? Said, Rab Amar l'kausei. Rob said to his daughter-in-law, very funny conversation, Rob and his daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law was obviously already a widow. He said to her, Ilulei Tadavatron! If not for the fact that I'm a magnanimous kind of guy, I'm generous. I feel Kluste Dareshach Didehi. Even the hat on your head is mine. Why? Because all property belongs to the state, and if the why, according to him, and if the Amana takes even a little bit, even clothing off of the state, so then that's considered to come off for Ksuba. Saying everything you have is really mine. Because everything you have, I can deduct from your Ksuba. Okay?
She never had children? Apparently.
I guess not. Yeah, probably not. Or maybe these women are very little, small, something like that. Anyway, Shmuel argues. Shmuel says, Amar Zachzus became Shalem. We know that. I don't remember Rav Shita from the Bavli, but Shmuel Shita is there. That the clothes she wears, those are hers. She doesn't have to give off the clothes off her back. Okay, the Ksuva is not, doesn't take into account the clothes that she's wearing. Okay? And Mesdisa Messiah, Shmuel is. What? Yes. Masizim Sayyidah Shmuel is the right and not Nichsim Milog. Obviously not part of the marriage, but any other property. Masizim Sayyidah Shmuel, the Bryce is the right. The Shmuel says, Ain lo b'ksus ishto v'lo b'ksus barnabi. He has no part in his wife's clothing, nor in his children's clothing. Whatever they're wearing belongs to them. Ravuna, my name, my itkinus man beget. Why they make us. Yeah. No, not. I think so. I think so, but not necessarily. There's certain cases where she only gets whatever's on her mamish. I don't remember where and when. Okay? Rabbuna, my name, my itkin was man beget. Now, this is not necessarily why they made Zman, as the Ritbaz points out. Rather, it's why we need Adim on the Zman on the get. Okay, it's a little bit backhanded. Why we need Adim? And our mission says, Minei Tikkun Olam, you put Adim on the get. What's the Tikkun Olam? It's because we need to have a time in the get. Why do we need to have a date? Why do we need to have a date in the get? Minei Maisha is here because of a Maisha which happened. What's happened? Maisha Beruchu Anosis Basachos is a guy who was married to his niece. Vizinas, and she was Mizani. Actually, while she was married to her uncle. Holach, so her uncle loved her, even though she was Mizani. And therefore, what did he do? Holach Vihiktim, so he went and predated a get, right? In order that she should be considered single at the time she was Mizana. Amar Mutar Shetidon Gabriya, blessed that she should be judged as if she was unmarried, from which there's no death penalty, as opposed to as an excuse where there is a death penalty. Okay, so therefore we have Adim on the time in order that the time should not be tampered with. Because time is good, because that tells us when she was divorced. And vis-a-vis so many halachas, chilas peros, and zdus, and all that. So we need to have a knowledge of when she got divorced. But besides that, we also want to know that wasn't tampered with her. For that, we put Adim on the Zman, like it says in our Mishnah.
No, the
Adim on the get. They testify to everything in the get. They don't have to specifically testify to Zman. Okay? Says the Maharet.
When they testify on the get, that's included in
the Zman? Absolutely. But the other way around. When they testify on the get, that includes the Zman. It's not included in the Zman. Your English, your grammar on this. Okay. Says the Maharet further. Yeah. Maisa, it's very important to learn to speak precise English. Very important. Maisa ve'echad shehoya nosis basachoso. Oh, we just said, sorry. Amar Rabbuna said, again, the next part of our mission, it's a prusbo, right? Amar Rabbuna, because she said, come here, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Here's the mayor's favorite Amora here, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Right? Only he doesn't appear here with the other Shlokish. Amar Rabbuna, Kashisa, come here, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. I had it, what time is that? 8 or 5? What time is that? Oh. He said he made an announcement yesterday? Okay. You can still learn Yerushalmi with your son for a while. It's okay. We won't kick you out.
He's got a better
I've heard that excuse in the past. It's okay. You can sit down. It's not. You don't be too bright to learn Yerushalmi. Don't worry. Say it a little further. I had difficulty in front of Rabbi Yaakov Baracha the following question. I understand if Maisa is Manazes the Rabbanon, so then Hillel can make a prusbul, that kind of prusbul to get around Shemitah. I know you're wondering what it has to do with Maisers, right? But in any event, if you own Maisers and Azeres Minatora, so Mishtar Mishmita is also the Raisa. So how can Hillel Matkin Tvarta, how can Hillel make a Prusbul to circumvent the Loch of Shemitah if Shemitah is the Raisa? Rabbi Yetzi said, V'chi Gomishah should go to Bavel, from the time that they were taken to captivity in Bavel, Klum Nifteru El Mitzvah Satlias Baaretz, were they not redeemed, or were they not exempted from El Mitzvah Satlias Baaretz? Nevertheless, this is all part of the question, V'ashmei Ksafim Noi Ben Moritz Chutzlaretz, that's about the mitzvah of the land. But Shemitah Ksafim also applies in Chutzlaretz. Even if it's not a Zed, why? Because it's not a mitzvah which is totally in the land, but a mitzvah which is totally in an individual's self. So if that's the case, how can you make a prusbul? It's all part of the question, how can you make a prusbul of Bismanazeh? Even if you hold other mitzvah, please, Baritz, even though the Meisr is the Rabbana, so Shemitah should be the Raisa. So we just actually severed the link between Meisr and Shemitah. Because even though Shemitah, Meisr is the Rabbana, L'chumra. Because even though Meisr is the Rabbana, and Shemitah, let's say, is the Rabbana, but Shemitah's Ksofim, which is not contingent on the land, that should be the Raisa. So how does prusbul work? So it says, Rabbi Yossi changed his mind and said, Zed v'ashmita shamot. Double language. Shmita shamot. B'shua shashmita noegas baretz midvar teira, when Shmita works in Eretz Yisrael, d'oraisa, hesh me'ksofim noe ben baretz ben chutzaretz midvar teira, then you have Shmita's ksofim both in Eretz Yisrael and chutzaretz d'oraisa. B'shua shashmita noegas baretz midivrem, when Shmita in Eretz Yisrael, like how nowadays only d'rabbanan, hesh me'ksofim noe ben baretz ben chutzaretz, Shmita's ksofim, the you know, that loans are canceled, is also only midivrem, it's only d'rabbanan. Let's skip the parentheses. Tamar Amin, and they said above, even though the Meiser nowadays is the Raisa, the exact opposite. Until now we said, even though the Meiser is the Rabbanan, Shemitah's Ksofim is the Raisa. But we said, no, since Shemitah Bezman is the Rabbanan, therefore Shemitah's Ksofim is also the Rabbanan, the cancellation of debts. Now we're saying the exact opposite. Even though the Meiser is the Raisa of Nanazet, which by the way we do not. How so? Because Zed Var Shmita, another drasha on Zed Var Shmita Shemot. Rabbi Yossi made Shnei Shmitim, so about two Shmitim, not Shmita and Shmita's Ksofim, not Shmita of the land and Shmita of debts, but Shmita of Yovel. Shmita and Yovel. Vishua Shah Yovel Noe, top of Chav Bezim and Av. When Yovel is in effect, Shmita Noegas Medivar Torah, there's also Shmita Midaraisa. Paske Yovelos, when there's no longer any Yovel, Noegas Shmita Medivar and Shmita's only Drabbanan. Amos I Paske Yovelos, when did Yovel cease? It says Yovel is for all its inhabitants. Bismanchi Yoshvel Yoshvel when all of its inhabitants are upon Eretz Yisrael, the law of Bismanchi go Bistocha, not when they left it. If all inhabitants were in Eretz Yisrael, Voyim or Vavim, but they weren't in place. Rather, Shevet, they're mixed up. Shevet, Yehuda, Binyamin, Binyamin, Yehuda, the Binyaminites and Yehuda, and Yehudaites and Binyamin. Yochai, and Noev, and Noeg, because you're able to apply during that time. Tamlamer, Lechoyoshvea. So it could have said Yoshvea. It says Lechoyoshvea, meaning they ought to be in place. So therefore, it says, Lenim Tesomer came to go to Shevet Ruben, and go to Chatzi Shevet Menashe, Bolo Yevlos. So this is the time the ghost of Sancheir, which, even before that, this is the time of Tiglas Pileser. Was took in the goals Reuven and Gun and Chatzim Menashe from Eber Yarden. For that time, Yovel's the Rat the Raisa, and for that time, Shmita's not the Raisa, and that was way before the Churban Bayis Rishon. Okay, you forgot.
So did they observe?
What? It really works. Yeah.
So did they? They didn't observe Yovel.
No, since they haven't observed Yovel ever again. Right.
Okay.
It's interesting. The Yerushalmi didn't answer Hefker back to the question. Yeah, the Yerushalmi obviously only works with Shmita's the Rabbana. Even though the Bavli is willing to count that it works with Shmita's the Raisa, but the Yerushalmi here is only Shmita's the Rabbana. No Hefker based in Hefker.
Shmita's only
the Rabbana? Yeah, Shmita's only the Rabbana. Because it's linked to Yovel. It's a question whether the Rambam Paskins like this Yerushalmi, but I think he does. Why? Shmita's the Rabbana. The Rabbana is also a mitzvah. And the Apikores. The Rabbanans are also mitzvahs. Too young to be an Apikores. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Halacha down. Eved Shenishba. Eved's taken to captivity. I don't know how far we'll get with this, but Eved Shenishba. and Eved stayed in captivity. Uptau, and they redeemed him with shame Eved for the purpose that he should remain in Eved. Yishtabi, so he continues to be in Eved. Let's say he's taken captivity to shame Echoin, they redeemed for the purpose of remaining, of becoming free. Lo yishtabi, he doesn't become subservient again. Regardless, he becomes subservient again once he's redeemed. He goes back to subservience. Eved chaso, now the next part of the Mishnah we'll get to next week. Eved chaso rabba potik lachem, and Eved whose master was made collateral for somebody else, v'shichro, and the first master released him, right? Shurasadin and Eved chayav klum. According to the strict letter of the law, the Eved doesn't know anything, right? Eliminate Tikkun, but because of Tikkun Kofin is Rabbo, you compel the first master, Bososo Ben Chorin, to make him Ben Chorin, who made him a Ben Chorin, actually, to Kaiser Shaladama, to write an IOU on his value to the person who had bought him. Ashing Almiomer, Eno Kaiser, who doesn't write such a thing, El Meshachar, he just releases him, and the Gemara is going to explain what that Sefer means. In the meantime, we go back to the Reisha. Evo B'Shem Chizkiah said, B'dina Yosha, Filu Shem Eved Lo Yishtabed. The truth is, when an Eved is taken into captivity, and you get him back, he shouldn't go back to being an Eved, because you're misyoyish from him. Usually you give up hope of ever giving him back. And Yeish works by Avonim that they should go free. So he shouldn't go back to becoming an Eved. Why they say that it goes back to being an Eved? Shelo ye'aved mariach atzmo, that an Eved should not, what's the word? Flee. Flee. And there are a couple words missing here. It should be min rabo v'yimtzer atzmo l'shvuyim. He shouldn't allow him to flee from his master and run away to captors. So Eved's like a gzera. So therefore we say, even though really after Yeush Devich goes free, nevertheless Eved remains a slave because of the he shouldn't go and free himself in that manner. Our mission seems to indicate this. Our mission says Rabba Nason is dumb of El Meshachro. His master pays his fee, whatever it costs to redeem him, and then he has to release him. Now, lo amar elo rabo. It says quite clearly it only goes back to his master. Or achilo doesn't go to somebody else. So it must be it's a special xer, even though he should go free, then nonetheless he goes to his master. But only to his master. The guy who buys him doesn't get him. It only goes back to his master. Meaning if somebody else buys him, his master is dead or something like that, then we would say that he would go scot-free. And Taka, no, he would not be able to go back to subservience. To the who? It goes to his kids, yeah. Yeah, you're right. If there were kids, it'd be the same thing. But if there were, I'm saying, if there is no heir, so then the Eved could not be Mishtabed anymore. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ela, B'Shem Rabbi Yasa said the exact opposite. He said, B'tinu afilu shem ben chorin yishtabed. Really, logic dictates that even if you redeem him in order to make him free, he should go back to Shibud. Now, the reason the Korbanator says is somehow Rabbi Elon's image that there was no Yeush. I don't know why there's no Yeush. The Korah, once you're ever taken captivity, you should be Misyoish. But that's how he learns it, that there was no Yeush. And really, even if somebody redeemed him, for the purpose of his going free, he should go back to being an Eved. Why talk they say that if somebody releases him, redeems him for the purpose of making him free, that he goes free? The people shouldn't say that really freed slaves are not freed. In other words, since he was redeemed for the purpose of freedom, there's a Mar Zion issue. If we say that he's not truly free, then people are going to say other freed slaves are not truly free. So there it goes. In Mar Zion, we say we make him free as well. Even though it's lifnei yeush, and he should not go free, we'd say he does go free. Okay? Amr Rabbi Yossi said, it should be masnisa amr king. Our Mishnah says that. Because it says, Rishin Lavi Omer, ben kach u ben kach yishtabi. It says, regardless, he goes back to being meshuvat, no matter what the circumstances here. Shek shem shesu abduyim mutuyim liftos ben chorin, kach mutuyim tostas abodim, just like they're required, I guess it's actually a brisa. Just like they're required to redeem free men, so too they're required to redeem slaves. And here we say that he goes back to being a slave. But it's interesting, the benkach or benkach, what about? Maybe there was yeush. What do you mean? Regardless whether it's yeush or not, it must be a special gzera. So it says, it must be, oh wait a minute. You know what? I changed the Shari Teresa automatically, but I see it. I shouldn't do that because the Kormei learns it's a kasha, and a taka seems to be a kasha to me because it says here that regardless becomes meshubad, not that it goes ben chorin. So it seems like quite clear from this the Shingam Leo holds that lifnei yeush the avid taka does not become a ben chorin. Even after years of Shingam Leo seems so it does become a ben chorin, but certainly. Certainly lifnei yeush, and therefore I'm not sure. I better leave it for now. I'm getting too nervous to think. Let's leave it for now. If there's a break between Mincha and Maariv, maybe we'll learn, but I bet you there's no break.